AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40.
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the biggest hits in the USA. The official Billboard survey says these are the records you're buying and disc jockeys are playing all over America. Now, before we start our climb to the number one song in the land this week, let's review last week's top three. The song at number three last week was California Girls by David Lee Roth. Number two was Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. And at number one for the third week in a row was Careless Whisper by Wham. What's going to happen to number one this week? Well, let's start our trip to the top and find out.
Number 40.
Five songs debut this week, and one of them leads off the countdown. It's the latest hit by the band Chicago, the fourth hit from the band's biggest-selling album of their career, Chicago 17. Coming in at number 40, here's Along Comes a Woman, Chicago. Chicago, with their 27th top 40 hit, Along Comes a Woman. It debuts at number 40 this week, was produced by David Foster, a man who shared Producer of the Year honors at the recent Grammy Awards with Lionel Richie and James Anthony Carmichael. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. This next song is the big solo hit by former Eagle Don Henley. It climbed as high as number 5 a few weeks ago. This week, tumbles 13 notches to 39. The Boys of Summer. Survey song number 39. Biggest dropper in the countdown, 13 notches. Don Henley on American Top 40 with The Boys of Summer. Three listeners have written in to ask, who is the oldest recording artist ever to hit number one? Well, the man who holds the record was known as America's musical ambassador, a trumpet-playing Yankee Doodle Dandy born on the 4th of July in the year 1900. Details coming up.
American Top 40.
We're coming to you from Hollywood. Here's the current hit by singer Jeffrey Osborne. His last hit, a duet with Joyce Kennedy, was titled The Last Time I Made Love. It peaked at number 40. Jeffrey Osborne's latest hit was at number 40 last week and now climbs two notches to 38. The Borderline. Moving from 40 to 38, Jeffrey Osborne on American Top 40 with The Borderlines from the LP Don't Stop. Now, let's answer that question about the number one spot's most senior resident. Three listeners, Kevin Triple of Lebanon, Indiana, Chad Court in Schofield, Wisconsin, and Jennifer Dene of Manitowoc, Wisconsin, all want to know who is the oldest artist to hit number one in the history of the Billboard chart. Well, the man who holds that record was as American as apple pie and baseball, and he was born on the 4th of July in the year 1900. He was one of the biggest stars in the history of jazz, and during his 53-year career, this gravel-voiced musician made friends and fans all over the world. Among his classic hits were Blueberry Hill and Mac the Knife. And in May of 1964, just a couple of months before his 64th birthday, he hit number one with this song.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
That's the title song from the musical Hello, Dolly, performed by Satchmo, the great Louis Armstrong. And there's your answer. Louis Armstrong was the oldest artist to hit number one on the Billboard chart, hitting with Hello, Dolly when he was 63 years and 10 months old. Thanks to all of you for writing in. Now on with the countdown.
Number 37.
Here's another debut song. It's by The Family Act, who hit number 18 a little over a year ago with the song Time Will Reveal. They're the four brothers and one sister whose last name is DeBarge. Their latest hit coming in at number 37 is Rhythm of the Night. That's DeBarge debuting at number 37 on American Top 40 with Rhythm of the Night. Up next, only the second group in history to have five top 40 hits from one album. The album, Heartbeat City.
AircheckDownloads.com.